It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the privilege to call upon your name. What an awesome God that you spoke this world into existence. That, Father, even before there was sin, before there was man, before there was anything, God, you had a plan that would last all through eternity. And it's about Jesus Christ, that He'd come into this world and become man, not cease to be God, but the incarnate Son of God, that He'd die on the cross for our sins, and that through Him we would live and have eternal life. Father, thank you for your love and your mercy. God, thank you today for your goodness, and I pray, Lord, would you touch each one that's listening today, the dear saints of God that have been so faithful through the years, no longer able to get out and go like they used to. Lord, would you go right to that little couch, right to that chair, right to that bed of affliction. Put your hand upon them. Give them that measure of strength that they need, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotionally, or any way. Lord, you touch, you get glory. Then I pray for that one today that may be listening, that's lost, apart from God, without Jesus Christ. Would this be the hour that the Holy Spirit would simply touch that heart, show them how lost they are, and draw them to you? God, thank you that salvation is by the faith of the Son of God. Lord, would you get glory? In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you on this wonderful day that God has given us. Now, if you would, I want you to just stay tuned, and we're going to share with you some songs today by the Burns Trio. We want to bring you a message, and before we do, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a copy of God's precious word? If not, would you like to receive your very own copy of the word of God? If you would, I want you to just lean back, enjoy the songs, get a pencil and paper ready. Right after the singing, we're going to give you the mailing address and also the email address where you can reach us. We love you. Now, I want you to listen to the Burns Trio as they sing an old-fashioned song, When the Ages Roll. And folks, can I say to you, life's going on.
Someday the stammering tongue will falter no more, and a grander, sweeter song I shall sing. For I'll join the ransom choir on the heaven's bright shore forever to praise the King. Keep on praising Him, and my voice shall never tire. and I'll praise him while ages shall roll. When a million years have passed in that wonderful place, my song of praise will just have begun. For my joy will never end while I look on his face, and my song will never be done. And while the ages roll, I'll keep on praising him, and my voice shall never tire or grow old. This my song shall ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll praise him while ages shall roll. And I'll praise him while ages shall roll.
Now listen while they sing, bring your burdens to the Lord. Friend, that's an invitation from the Lord. If you need to be saved, come to the Lord. If you're saved and you have a burden in your life, bring it to the Lord. He's the only one. Now, for those of you that are listening today and you need a copy of God's precious word, feel free to write us at this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N period, Tennessee, T-N period, zip code 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 7687. Now, if you wish to email us, it's all small letters, jury@openbiblehour.org. That's jury@openbiblehour.org. Now, when you write, all we ask you to do is be sure that you give us your complete name and your address. What we'll send you is a complete copy of God's precious word, Bible, Old and New Testament. It's the King James Bible 1611. We'll send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scripture references in the Word of God. We'll send you a track on how to be saved and know that you're saved. Another little track that says, just what do Christians believe? You can fold that in your pocket and carry it around. God bless you. We need you to write us today, and we want to help you. How are these Bibles sent? Individual churches, individual people that have a burden, that love the Lord and know the importance of getting out the Word of God. And these Bibles are given, and God's people are through their love gifts. And thank you so much. Now, for those of you that are listening locally, let me just mention this, that Victory Baptist Church will be having services today. On the Lord's Day, we invite you to worship with us, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, preaching at 11, the Lord willing, God willing, we'll be there in the pulpit. In Sunday afternoon, 15 minutes to 6, we have prayer room for ladies and men. And we welcome you. And then at 6 o'clock, our evening worship service. And we invite you to come. And Lord willing, we'll be there bringing the precious word of God. Now, this week at Calvary Baptist Church up in Roan Mountain, Brother Tull Oaks at Calvary Baptist is having a revival meeting. Brother Lawrence, one of our precious students that graduated, is holding that meeting for him, and he'll be with him on Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And of course, on Wednesday night, we will be taking our church service and being with them there and backing that meeting. And thank you so much. Now, I hope that you will just mind the Lord. Now, I want to bring you a message from the Word of God, and I want to speak to you just for a few moments on the word regeneration. And what does this mean? Well, in the book of John, chapter 3 and verse number 7, the Bible says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. If you're driving down the road, truck driver, or maybe you're going to church, or wherever you're at, in other words, you might think, well, we're going to hear another message on John 3:16. That's exactly right. In fact, did it ever occur to you that at this very hour, Jesus Christ is talking to one of the most educated men of his days, Nicodemus? Hey, what kind of a man was he? Why, he was a very educated. I mean, he was in religion. Nicodemus, he was a ruler of the Jews. And Jesus just looked him right in the eye and said this, ye must be born again. We call it in the New Testament regeneration. Why? Because man is absolute and totally lost without God. He must be brought back to life. So, let's look into Scripture today and look what God says about when we say, you must be born again. There was a day that you came into this world born naturally. You came into this world in sin. You was born in iniquity and lust. I mean, that's just human nature. That's how totally depraved man is. And yet, ye must be born again as a child of God. Here's the mystery many times in life that no one understands. What is it? Well, regeneration is essential to salvation. Being born again is essential. It's a must for salvation. See, you came into this world, you was born naturally, and it happened. Well, I want to tell you something. When you receive Jesus Christ as Savior for salvation, it must happen. It's not a matter that maybe it'll happen. It's either going to happen or not. Look in the Word of God, chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily. And that word verily, verily simply means truly, truly, no doubt about it. I say unto thee, Jesus speaks to the soul individually. I mean, he can speak to thousands. But did you know something? If you'd been the only sinner that was ever born in this world, Jesus must speak to you. And he looked at Nicodemus and said, I think I say unto thee, except a man individually be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, no doubt, being raised under Judaism and under the law, he thought he was keeping the law. But can I say to you, no one under the Old Testament kept the law. Jesus Christ came into this world, took upon himself the very form of man. And can I say, he did not cease to be God. He became the incarnate Son of God in the flesh. He gave his life. He gave his very flesh. He died for our sins. And can I say to you, except a man receive Jesus Christ as thy Savior, he cannot even see the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it. And then, if you will, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, can I say that regeneration, it consists in having a holy disposition imparted. In other words, to be saved means that something has to be imparted to you. You don't have it. It has to be given to you. It's imparted to you. Listen to how the Word of God said, Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. What is that saying? You was born in sin. But when you get born again, trust Jesus as your Savior, regeneration sets to you, and you become a new creature. How? In Christ. Look what else it says. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Does that mean that the whole world's going to change? No. But the spiritual part in your life, a sinner, he just naturally thinks like a sinner. He lusts. He desires. But when you get saved, God does something. Your inner spirit, it is a spiritual birth inside. All your outward flesh, it still stays the same. Your flesh, in other words, it's still a depraved body that must be dealt with. But that new creature inside of you is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, go back to John chapter 3 again and look at verse number 8 with me. Can I say that regeneration, when Jesus said you must be born again, can I say it's the work of the Holy Spirit? It's not a matter that you designed. It's not a matter that you're going to hold out. It's not a matter that you're going to endure. It's a matter that God, the Holy Spirit, does a supernatural work in your very heart, in your very life, in your very innermost spirit. John 3:8. Listen to what he said. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, no doubt, I mean as a breeze could have possibly come by, and said, did you hear that? Sure, you hear it. He said, but canst thou tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth? Do you ever think about that little breeze that comes through? Where did it come from? Where's it going to wind up with? Even so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Those of you that are saved know what this verse is talking about. As a little 12-year-old boy, I did not go to church that night to get saved. But something happened, and I slipped in that altar. And can I say to you, just then, the Holy Spirit of God did a work in my life. I trusted Jesus by simple faith. Where did I get that faith? I didn't have it. The Lord brought it to me. It's the faith of the Son of God that was given unto me. And I was born of what? If you'll notice in your Bible, that's a capital S. Born of the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. Jesus came into this world. Can I say, and may I say, the Holy Spirit of God does a work inside of us to bring us Christ. Look in James 1 and 18. Look what, or John 1 and 13, excuse me. The Bible says, which were born not of blood, that's your natural, nor of the will of the flesh, that's your mind, nor of the will of man, but you were born of what? Of God. You're born into this world naturally. Salvation, regeneration, is being born of the Holy Spirit of God. You now become a child of God. Oh, when I was first born as a little old Honeycutt baby, I was born into the Honeycutt family. But praise God, at 12 years old, the Holy Spirit birthed me, and I came into the glorious family of the Lord. Could I take this thought just another thought? Not only regeneration, it's essential to salvation. Can I say to you, it's given to us, imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. It is a work of the Holy Spirit of God. And then, if you'll notice in James, chapter 1, verse number 18, regeneration, it is done through, by, the word of truth. How important is that Bible? How important is it for me to preach and simply explain to you the word of God? I can try. But I want to tell you something, unless the Holy Spirit does work in your heart, you'll die in your sins and go to hell. Because this is God's order. Look what it says about the word. Of his own will, God begat he us with what? The word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now right here in this verse of scripture, it fulfilled the very scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why do we as preachers keep preaching about being born again? You must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's the only hope. We keep preaching that. Why? Because it's the word of truth. Apart from Jesus Christ, you'll never be saved. In fact, how do you know that you're lost? Because God's Word says you are. Education will tell you, hey, study and be smart, be educated, learn how to do everything, and you're all right. No, this Bible says that you're born in sin and iniquity, and you're away from God. And this Bible says you can't even come to God apart from Jesus Christ. And may I say, this is exactly why Jesus came into this world, took upon himself the form of man, because he must go to the cross, give his life, shed his blood, and die for our sins, because he must bring us to God. No other way. Water baptism don't do it. Keeping the commandments don't do it. Joining an organization of the church don't do it. It's by receiving Jesus Christ, who is eternal life. Have you received Jesus today? If not, can I say to you, ye must be born again. God's word makes it emphatic. Could I share with you another thought? In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible tells us that this secures our voluntary obedience to the gospel. Regeneration secures our voluntary obedience to the gospel. What are we to bow to? Let me read it to you. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, there's regeneration, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And what is that incorruptible seed? By the word of God. This Bible I'm preaching out of, the word that I'm giving to you, is not corrupted. There's nothing wrong with it. This is the very word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? If not, preacher, how can I be saved? Oh, let the Holy Spirit reveal to you and show you just how lost you are. Don't try to outthink God. Look, there's only two kind of people in the world, saved people and lost people. If you've not trusted Jesus Christ, I assure you today, you are lost. You are a sinner. You are without Christ. My friend, what do you need to go to heaven? You need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? By simple faith. Would you bow right now with me, wherever you're at? Would you say, Lord, forgive me. I'm lost. I'm a sinner. Lord, you just come into my heart and save me. Folks, the moment that you call upon the Lord, he will save you. God bless you today.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.